Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Blog Talk World. It's been so long. I think it's been about a year since I've done an episode. And so much has been happening with me. So I really wanted to update everybody. And I always give this little reminder in the beginning because I have two toddlers and a dog. I've asked them all to be quiet. Sometimes they don't listen. So, hey, it's real. You know, it's nice that not only can I be a mom, but I can also share the wisdom with you guys. So a little background, if you have followed me or maybe forgot or this is your first time, I'm a holistic healer. And you can see all the things that I offer on my website. And the website address is my name, kellyroy.com. So you can click on www.kellyroy.com. And you'll get to my website, which is Kelly's Holistic Healing and Stress Reduction. And I really delve into all those things that help us heal mind, body, soul. That's my purpose, and that's what I want to project in this existence to the world. And lately, there is a lot of new endeavors with me. Specifically this episode, the topic was how to heal your body with cannabis. And also how it all came about, the history of it. So don't mind me. This is totally unscripted. I'm usually inspired anytime I do one of these shows. So if I'm off topic or all over the place, that's just Kelly being spontaneous. But I had important stuff that I wanted to share, so I wanted to do the show. Now, ancient history really does come back to modern day living. And it's interesting because cannabis has been used for thousands of years, and it's even well documented in a lot of the old. Specifically what they did is they used the raw form of cannabis. And they actually documented more about using the plant to heal your body in its many forms, not being heated, which is interesting. And if you're out there and you're, you know, a recreational user or maybe even a medical user, most people heat their cannabis. And through that heating process, what happens is the decarboxylation happens. And so decarbing means you're losing a carbon molecule. And through that, you're actually activating one of the cannabinoids in cannabis called THC. And when you do that, that's where you get the high. Now, for my purposes, using cannabis as a therapeutic aid, I'm not against the recreational users, but I really break down the components of the plant. And there are over 400, and that number is always changing as hybridization has happened and more exploration into the plant of cannabis. So let me back up just a little bit. I do have this under the health topic, but also as a spiritual person, I want to say that during a deep meditation, I meditate on a daily basis. During a deep meditation, I did get a knowing that I would be using cannabis as medicine and helping people through that. Through my journey, I'd be helping others. And actually, a lot of people have said to me, oh, if you want to be legitimate and you really want to project your message out there, don't talk about the spiritual stuff. I'm doing my show right now. I'm going to do it for you right when I'm done. Hopefully my children will let me finish the show. But I'm going to go there anyways, because to be perfectly honest, I did have the ganja spirit come to me. And it was really interesting because I was in this blissful state in my meditation, just seeing the light of the universe. And all of a sudden, I get this amazing, beautiful black woman with long dreads say she was a ganja spirit, popped right into my face. And I was like, whoa, what just happened? I'm in my blissful, peaceful state, and here comes a spirit. Well, born with that ability to see spirits, and sometimes they do come in my meditation when they have something to say. So I was like, okay, spirit, thank you. Let me go back to my meditation. Honestly, I really had no idea what my life journey would bring me. So that's where it all began. And it's not that that one visit made me do anything. It's just everything sort of fell into place from there. Very, very interesting journey. So in my state of Massachusetts, we had something go on the ballot in 2016 for question four. And yes, and question four actually helped everything become legal here. So thanks to the Tax and Regulate gang, Jim Borgastani was part of that, and other people, sorry, I don't know everybody's names, but he's definitely the one that stands out. Everybody, please don't argue. Just let me finish the show. It's almost over, okay? Don't worry. I'll help you. If you're going through Irene's at that age, Irene and AJ are at that age where they both argue about everything. So, go in the living room. No. Anyway, so thanks to them, everything became legal. So it's legal not only to have up to an ounce of cannabis or 5 grams of concentrate, it's also legal to grow 6 plants per person or 12 per household and to gift up to an ounce. And also we have a regulated market that's coming. It's in the process of happening where we're going to have legal stores, manufacturing facilities, cultivation. Thanks to the Cannabis Control Commission and all the wonderful work that everybody did to make it legal, we have that opportunity coming as well. But let me get back to the therapeutics here. So if you look at the description of the show, I have a link to my one of the articles that I wrote, and it's about serving the underserved through cannabis therapeutics, I believe. I'm not near my computer, but you can see that specific title. I'm always changing it. So one of my missions is to help serve the underserved, and you can see that in the article. The veterans, specifically, they're my people. I really want to help veterans with PTSD and just getting back to the legal standpoint here and legal disclaimer. I am specifically no one that would ever sell on the black market or illicit market, let's call it that. What I do is I provide resources and education, and I also make a lot of medicine pro bono for those that can't afford it in my community on the Cape in Massachusetts. So basically whatever I can do for people to help them learn that they can heal naturally through cannabis therapeutics, through the wisdom that I've learned, through the research that I've learned. And if they ask me a question that I don't know, I either refer them out to people that would know, or I'll go ahead and I'll look into the research. Because even though everybody says more research needs to be done, there's thousands and thousands and thousands of studies. If you go in the National Institute of Health, there you can just, for instance, type cannabis, and you get a lot of different studies there. But in America, when people say that, what they mean is there needs to be more clinical trials and double-blind placebo studies. So then we can have more of a scientific foundation and understanding in America. So that's the way we do it here. But let's go back to history. So one of the first people to actually isolate some of the compounds in cannabis called THC was Meshulam. And he is an Israeli scientist, and he also began to break down other components and other cannabinoids of the plant. So through him kind of giving us a starting off point into research, the scientists have also discovered this beautiful thing in the body called the endocannabinoid system. Now, this is the crux of what makes cannabis therapeutic, because through that system, it's a lock and key method where we have our own endogenous, where the body makes its own cannabinoids, as well as we can use phytocannabinoids through the plant of cannabis. And actually, there are some herbs that have cannabinoids as well. So what happens is when the lock and key method happens through the cannabinoids and the endogenous cannabinoids stimulating the receptors, the CB1 and CB2 receptors in the endocannabinoid system, that's when the therapeutic qualities happen. So I don't want to get too much into the science on this show. I want to give you a little bit of a taste. So then not only can you click on my article, but I'm going to put other links there as well. And you can also see my website. It has a link to what I do. And you can connect with me on my Facebook page too, Kelly's Holistic Healing. I'm always posting things on that page about the many facets of healing, including cannabis. So let's see how much time we have left. Of course. I've asked my children all morning to be really good, and this is like the time where they're the worst. It always happens. But honestly, normally my children are like good and quiet all day. But AJ, he's a boy, and he knows when I ask him to be quiet that I'm going to be not watching everything he does so he can be a naughty boy. So this is why I like Blog Talk, actually, because it's hilarious to hear my antics of being a mother. So it's really funny, but it's also spontaneous, and I can also give the wisdom out to you guys. Just keeping it real, you know? So let me just look at my topic. Let's see if I've missed anything. Oh, it's really cool. So some of the components of the cannabis plant, AJ? You were supposed to be good while I was doing the show. Look at me. Look at me. What happens when you're good? You get rewards, right? If you can be good, I'll give you some rewards. It'll be good. Okay, let me finish this show. Why don't you go in the living room and watch your show? If you're not going to be good, I'm not going to give you the rewards today. All right? So be very good and nice. Let's see how much time we have left. Okay, 15 minutes. So the cannabinoids, there's over 400 components of the plant. So let me just get to my article, talk about some of the cannabinoids. Oh my Lord, these people. It's just not cooperating for me at all. So cannabinoids are some of the things that help with the endocannabinoid system because they bind to the receptors. Now, the research is still being done because there's also things in the plant called terpenes. So we know that there's a synergetic quality that's important. So the combination of those things actually helps the therapeutic value raise. And if you're somebody that already knows about cannabis and you've been researching it, I'm sure you've heard of CBD, cannabidiol. And that one, in its isolated form, it has some interesting effects, but it's better when it's synergistic combined with other parts of the plant because it actually has a higher therapeutic value. These children, this is good. I always say in these shows, this is good birth control when the children don't cooperate. For all you young people out there, give it some time before you have children. Not that I'm young, I'm 39. So the research is definitely there for the cannabinoids. The research isn't really there for the terpenes. But the leading scientists do allude to the fact that it's really the synergistic quality that matters. And honestly, even when the double-blind placebo research does happen, there's millions of different opportunities to combine the cannabinoid with the terpenes to get the synergistic effect. So it's really going to be nearly impossible to have all the possibilities for all the treatments, but at least we can get a broad baseline. But for now, for anecdotal evidence and testimonials and what people are experiencing, and when we're helping patients, for instance, I help people that ask questions and I'll give them like a general breakdown and like I can give them some generalities and anecdotal evidence. And from there, they'll say the effects. And actually, that's how a lot of us are learning. So right now, that's what we have to go on. So really, that's our experience. So I also want to touch on the terpenes. So The terpenes are the plant's essential oils. Now, the essential oils are also part of that wonderful synergistic effect. And I also include some of the terpenes in that article that I'm talking about. That's why I keep referring to it, because it'll just give you really like a touch, Cannabis 101, on how the plant works. Now, I didn't go into the endocannabinoid system in that article, but that's why I want to touch on it in this show. And I did go into the endocannabinoid system in a few other articles. If you're on my WordPress site, you can read some of the other articles and see it there as well. So really, truly, the plant has so many therapeutic qualities. It is studied and proven through research to cause tumor reduction and tumor death, including in cancer. Yes, that's big. That's huge. So for me, that was a big part of my mission. About 3 years ago, there was just a lot of people around me getting cancer. And as somebody that is really into natural medicine, and I believe that Mother Earth provides all that we need, I asked the universe. I was like, come on, what can cure cancer? There's got to be something more, you know, because in America, it's not working. There's no cure through the medical model. What they consider a cure is 5 years of survival after their chemo. But each particular cancer is considered, you know, they have different levels and definitions of what they consider a cure, which is unacceptable to me. But then we have this amazing thing called cannabis and the discovery of the endocannabinoid system, and people are curing themselves. So if you look up Rick Simpson's oil, that was one of the first things really that westernized cannabis wisdom showed us could cure cancer. Literally, I'm talking cure people. But we also use other things in America called FICO, so it's full plant extract, concentrated oil. But honestly, I delve into so many different aspects of the plant, and many, many people do, and we're finding wonderful results with all different things, from multiple sclerosis to, I mean, for me, it's pain and bulging discs. It's a powerful anti-inflammatory. It's helping in seizures. And it's just a vast array of all the healing properties it has. So I'm probably going to end there. Hopefully I touched on everything in my topic. If I didn't, I will include more information and links. But of course, the children decide to be the worst during this. So you're going to hear them crying because I'm about to leave this room and I'm going to end the show. Guys, I'm going to end the show. I need you to be good for a minute, please. You were good all day until this show. Guys, I gotta end the show now. Be nice and say goodbye to everybody. Say bye. At least show them how you can be nice. Say bye.
Bye.
That was nice. What are your names? So there's 9 minutes left. And I know they're not going to behave, so I'm going to end the show. Just the pleasures of having toddlers. All right, I hope you guys can still have your hearing after this. Thank you for sticking in with all this madness. All right, have a good day. Bye.